Hello there, welcome to Pen Positive. This is Vinod Narayan. Thanks for tuning in. So we are on this five-part series about welcoming the new year, or how to look at a new beginning. It can be new year or middle of the year, whenever it is. When we think that we need to reinvent, we need to relook at how things are, what all do we do? So every episode I'm giving you 3 points, and we'll go to the third part of the series. The first point is choosing a theme or a focus area. It's very interesting if you have a focus area for the year. So we are at a certain state, start of the year, and we wish to be in a different state at the end of the year. This could be on a personal level, this could be on a professional level, there could be a theme. To be more healthy, to be more employable, to increase the skills, maybe something that there's a theme that around which we want to live the next year. And once that happens, every goal, everything that you set is surrounding that theme. Anything that is not in that theme, you don't prioritize that for the year. One way it is good if you have a lot of things to do and some of the things are not time sensitive, then you could afford to not focus on that over the year. But there are some other things, if you really focus all your action into, you'd be able to achieve it. So having that theme, having that focus would be a good idea. Am I going to do that for the coming year? I don't know that yet. Maybe by the time I finish the series, maybe I will make a decision of if I want to focus on a theme. The good thing I feel about focusing on a theme is that it'll help me. In the last episode, I talked about SMART goals and prioritizing the goals. I think it's going to help in a way we prioritize our goals if we have a theme or a focus area for the entire year. Maybe we'll have multiple focus areas. Maybe we'll have a focus area on the professional level. Maybe we will have a focus area in the personal level. Maybe we'll have a focus area in social level. But if there is a focus area, even if you look at personal or professional aspect, there are many things we might want to do. And everything might not be under the same theme. Everything might not be equally important. There might be conflicting priorities. So that theme and focus kind of helps us to be grounded and be focused on what we really want to achieve. Second point is declutter and organize. When we think about a new year or a new beginning, decluttering, cleaning up is that's a good time. I mean, any time is good. I am a person who clutters things a lot. And that might be a habit, but sometimes I say I'm going to clean. As I'm talking, as I'm making this video, doing this podcast, the image that comes to my mind is the dressing table or the side table next to my bed. It's got two drawers. And both those drawers, I've cleaned empty number of times. I keep cleaning, it again cluttered. I clean it, get cluttered. But a few weeks back, I said, I need to clean that. I need to clean up a lot of those things. I've not done it. So that is definitely one thing they have to do. But that's not just the case. I mean, look at the books behind me. I keep it. It was ordered. And then I started keeping it like this. Sometimes when I want to pick a book, I don't find it because it's not kept where it's supposed to keep. But sometimes I feel that this decluttered look, at least on a video, it looks there is a beauty to it. But I'll decide that sometime later. But anyway, decluttering and organizing before we start something, before a new beginning, that's a good time. Because that clears mind, clears things, maybe our working desk, whatever it is. You know? When we leave office, we declutter and keep things properly in the table. You come back the next day to a table that is clean, which is one way of looking at it. The third point is reviewing finances. Finance is a very important part. We should review the finances for the coming year. So about a few years back, I'm very bad at finance, to be honest. So I think it's a few years back that every month I kind of check all the expenses. And the main reason I did that was, more than planning, it was to get an idea of where I'm spending money and that planning that. Another thing was that it helps me a lot towards the year-end accounts completion. I mean, I'm incorporated, self-incorporated. So there are some taxes and everything related to that. So it kind of helps keeping a tab of all the, I mean, not just on the business side, but also on the personal side. So reviewing the finances for the next year, be it on the business side, on the personal level, and I'm talking more on the personal side, knowing what your income is and knowing what your expenses you want to do, modeling it in a different way than what you did this year. Maybe if there are some areas that you had a lot of expenses, because this year, if I look at it, I had a pretty massive expense, which is setting up solar at home. So, and every year you would have some expenses like that that will come, which is because the year before that I had the expense of changing my air conditioner, so pretty much the same kind of a cost. So over the last 2 years, these two major expenses came in. The year before that we had some other major expenses that came in. So every year there is some expense or other that keeps coming. So reviewing finances and looking at that is very, very important. So 3 points that I had shared in this episode. One is choosing a theme or a focus area for the year, then decluttering and organizing, and the third one is reviewing finances. Each of these points we could do an episode later on, but in this series, this is the third part in the 5-part series about starting the new year. I'll see you all in the next episode. Till then, thank you.